嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。今天我们开言英语呢，要带你出国旅游。
Hey guys, this is Adam. That's right, we are with you as you are traveling all around the world.
对，因为现在夏天是一个旅游的 peak season 旺季，然后很多朋友呢都有出国游的打算哦。但是在走之前，你们先别急，先学点英语。
Yeah, it's pretty useful to have when you go in that big bad world.
对，就是我们做攻略的时候啊，我一直觉得除了当地有什么吃喝玩乐的东西，英语学习也应该成为你攻略里的一部分。
Well, that reminds me of a really good word that everybody should keep in mind. You need a game plan.
Oh yeah, a game plan. 你光说 plan 一个计划听起来，哎呦 ，so boring， 对吧？你前面加一个 game， 就是 you know， 听起来就好像刺激很多了。
Games are a bit more fun.
Exactly, 所以攻略 you need a game plan. 好，那为了让大家的出国游英语 game plan 攻略做得更好呢，我们开言英语也有一个很好的活动，就是我们为大家挑选了一组我们出国游必备的英语课，就不一样的场景，不管是你在机场啊、酒店观光，包括应急，我们为大家选取了我们会员课程库里面很经典的一些课程啊。那还没有成为我们会员的朋友呢，可以抓住活动的好机会，先来免费学习一下课程，那详情可以到我们的微信公众号了解。但是我们今天的节目呢，也要教给你十组非常有用的出国游英语。
Okay, so when we're talking about leaving our country to go travel the world, we have a couple words we can use.
比如你刚刚说的 travel the world.
Travel the world is a great one, but you know, maybe you're not traveling the whole world. Maybe you're just
80 days.
Yeah, maybe you're just going to one place. In any case, if you want to say that you are leaving your country, you can call that travel or traveling abroad.
Abroad 就是离开你国家的意思。
Right. Now, a lot of our users, our listeners, our friends ask us what is the difference between travel abroad and travel overseas.
有什么区别呢?
Well, I mean, so for example, if you guys went to Korea, that's traveling abroad. Is it traveling overseas? You're not really going overseas.
是跨海的,怎么不跨海呢?
Well, it's a little tiny one. It's not like you're going across the Atlantic Ocean or the Pacific Ocean.
所以overseas 是真的很字面,要跨一个啥大洋的是吧?
Right, like if you're going from China to America, for example, that is clearly overseas. That's a big ocean.
对,但总之要注意的就是,英文还有一个词叫aboard.
Aboard.
是吧,就是你上飞机的时候,或者on board.
On board, yeah, you have to get on board that plane.
对，就不要把 broad 和那个 board 搞混啊。好的，那也可以说什么 I'm taking an overseas vacation or I'm vacationing abroad, 是吧
Yeah, both are okay.
出去玩。好的，那第二组我们要看的英语呢，就是谈谈航班啊。比如你买的这个机票是直飞的，还是要中转的
？So when you are flying, is your flight a direct flight or do you have to transfer? Do you have a layover?
你刚刚用的其实这个 flying 和 flight 就很好。如果你说我坐飞机去，就是 I'm flying.
Yeah.
对，我飞去一个什么地方，对吧？然后你的那个航班呢，就是
That's your flight.
That's your flight. 那刚刚说的直飞是
That is a direct flight.
Direct flight.
Or you can say I'm flying direct to blah blah blah.
北美人都说 direct 是吧？
Direct.
然后如果要停在一个地方呢，有中转的。
Well, we call that a transfer, and if you have a very long transfer, you might call that a layover.
所以 layover 就是可能要过夜，时间比较长。
Probably, yeah.
那如果中转只停一两个小时呢
？That's just a transfer, or you might even say you have a connecting flight.
好的，那讲到航班，我就想到了行李，行李是 luggage， 然后也可以说 baggage。
Baggage, yeah. Both of them are fine. What is most important is for both words, you cannot say luggages. You cannot say.Baggages.
对，就不能加 s 是吧？如果说我行李很多呢
？You can just say I have a lot of luggage, or you can say I have many pieces of luggage.
Okay, 好的。那有一些 luggage 小的话呢，你可以带上飞机的。
That's right. You can carry that luggage onto the plane, and that's why we call it carry-on luggage.
Okay, so you've got your carry-ons. Mm-hmm. 然后呢，大的你肯定就得托运。
Yes, you need to check that. Once you have checked that luggage, then it is checked luggage.
哦，就叫 checked.
Yep.
就是托运的意思、mm-hmm. OK 好那讲到机场呢还有一个非常非常重要的一个节点一个关口就是会看你护照的人、
mm-hmm.
Well, there are many people who need to see your passport
That's right, yeah, all the way through the airport But when you actually get to your destination get to the new country Yes, the official people the immigration officials are going to want to have a little look
所以这个是 immigration 是吧、mm-hmm.What are customs?
Well, customs is more about what you are bringing in,、mm. right? Are you bringing food? Are you bringing...
Knives.
Yeah, exactly.
Soil.
Soil.
好那 immigration 就是、边检这种、
yes.
是吧、好的那通常他们会问你的问题就是你为什么来
Why are you here?
那他不会 why are you here?
That's right. They'll say something like, what is the purpose of your visit?
你此行的目的是什么啊、mm. 你会待多久
How long are you staying or how long will you be staying?、
嗯、总之呢我们要用 stay 而不是用 live.
That's right.、
Yeah. You don't want to overstay your visa, you know? You don't want to, 你不能去玩的然后你变成 live 在那里、
mm, right.
因为 live 是长期居住是吧
Right.、
OK, 那终于我们到了你的 destination, 你的目的地了一出机场还没有到那个 hotel 你要 getting there 啊、
mm, That's right So a lot of people will just take a taxi I am one of those people
包一个车英文怎么说呀、
I guess you just、book a car
Oh yeah you kind of hire or book a car
Yeah hire is funny because you might see that word at the airport like car hire But we, in daily life we don't really say likeI need to hire a car. It's just, yeah, you book a taxi or you book a car. Book a car.
Okay, 好或者呢就是你也可以 Uber 嘛
It depends where you are. Some places don't really like Uber.
Such as Vancouver.
Yeah, Vancouver、is not a big fan of Uber, that is for sure. But Vancouver 、mm. has pretty great transit.
Transit 就是地铁啦公交车啦、mm. 这些公共交通工具、
right.
是吧、啊、叫 transit. 好的那搞了一大堆到了你的酒店我们来看看 accommodation.
Accommodation, wow, what a fancy word.
Accommodation, 我觉得这个词拼起来挺难的因为它有两个 C 两个 M
right right but that's a word that you really will never need to say right you might see it at the airport really the only words you're going to need to know are hotel
or 现在很多人就直接 Airbnb
Airbnb is pretty great I do love Airbnb
还有一种 hostel?
Hostel, I guess that depends on what your budget is.
对,一个 hostel 就是我们说的青年旅馆。
Mm, right.
就可能是很多人住一间嘛,有可能。
Yeah, but they're pretty young. Right,
就大家在一起还挺好玩的。
Mm.
嗯,好,那 Airbnb 现在也可以当动词使用,对吗?
Yeah. Oh yeah, like most tech things, you can always use a noun as a verb. So like,I'll Uber over there or, you know, I'll Facebook you later. Or
I'm going to Airbnb. I'm not staying in a hotel.
Right, exactly.
Okay. 好那 if you are staying in a hotel, 我最近就发现 hotel 一楼以前我从来不会去用那个服务的但现在发现他们很有用啊、
yeah.
Local knowledge.
Right, exactly. So there is a desk there and it is called the concierge desk.
Wow, sounds so fancy.
Concierge.
这个是法语词吗、
mm, that's
OK. Concierge 就是像礼宾部吧就 那个人会告诉你一些当地哪里好玩、
right.
什么饭店好吃然后最主要的是他还能帮你订饭店啊、mm-hmm. 或者订票这些。
Right, so not only can they recommend、places to go, they can also help you make reservations.
对但是只有比较 fancy 的酒店有这个 concierge、啊、
So this is the question we always get is what is the difference between the concierge and the front desk、
嗯、
And in some places there is no difference
对因为只有一个它
That's right In a fancy hotel there's probably a front desk where you give them your credit card and your
you
information
check in you, and check out
Exactly Concierge is just kind of in a nice suit near the front desk saying Hello where would you like to go
Yeah they're making recommendations and reservations、
mm.
for you
Right.
好的那 number 8第八条我们中国人最喜欢的 number 我加了一些我们中国人出去旅游的时候一定要的东西
Okay, so what kind of stuff do you need?
personally speaking, 我觉得拖鞋非常非常的重要。
Okay, so slippers.
Slippers.
Do you have slippers? Can you give me some slippers?
嗯，就是拖鞋是吧？现在我都自己带。然后还有一个我觉得很重要的是那个转换插头，特别你到就是那插头插不进去或者电压不一样的地方。
Right, so you need to get an adapter.
Adapter?这是不是还有个叫什么 power converter?
Converter is another word. Now, in daily life, in daily speech, we often use them interchangeably. But you're right. An adapter just means that...
Plug.
Yeah. Something just doesn't fit in. But if we're talking about voltage...
Voltage, 电压
Right, then that is something where you need to have a converter. But again, in daily speech, we'll just call it an adapter.
Being very prepared for traveling. 然后还有一个东西就我们中国人得喝热水啊温水啊
You need a kettle.
所以 kettle 就是烧水的热水壶。有一些酒店就 fancy 的我觉得它都会有。国外的因为他会觉得 oh, maybe you want to make some tea, 所以它会有。但是呢很多特别北美的也不是差的酒店但是没有那么 fancy 它可能只有一个 coffee maker
Yeah, there's usually a coffee maker I haven't stayed in a hotel where there wasn't a kettle But you never know
好的那 moving on 我们下面第九项、要学的英文这个就是在当地玩
Oh
观光
yes, you need to go sightseeing
所以观光就是 sightseeing、很形象 Sight 就是你看到不同漂亮的东西 To see it、
right.
我自己很喜欢就到一个新的城市啊，先去买一种大巴的票
Right, but this is a special bus.
Right, it's not your transit bus.
Right, it's not the city bus or the local bus. It's called a hop-on and hop-off bus.
对 ,hop-on 就跳上去 ,hop-off 就跳下来。所以这种 bus 顾名思义旅游大巴就是它会停所有的 important sightseeing spots.
Right, exactly.
景点然后你买通常是一个套票你到了一个地方哎，你想下来你就可以下来然后后面它又来了一辆这个 bus, 你不用再买票你就可以上去。
Right.
所以 I just find it to be a very good way to just see all the major spots, 一天或几个小时能看完而且第一天你到一个地方也不太了解的时候 It's a great way to get your bearings
Yes, exactly.
好的那我们今天最后啊 Number 10 on our list 就是当地一些有用的 app
So one app that is used all over the world is called TripAdvisor
它现在在中国也有然后 但我看到它的广告就觉得很恐怖
Oh yeah
它的是吉祥物吗 Company logo 是一个
Owl
对、yeah. 猫头鹰
Jenny doesn't like owls、
然后我最怕的动物然后它中文名就叫猫头鹰
Why? Oh, we should tell them Yeah, guys, you need to change
Because there's one person in China
One Chinese person does not like owls
但是 TripAdvisor 比较好的就是不管酒店还是饭店、就旅游的那种景点它都会有 review
Yep
而且你通过上面还可以订 And usually you get pretty good prices
Yeah, and one great thing about this one and the next one Is you can also leave a comment You can help、the next traveler
所以你说的另外一个 app 就是
Yelp、
Y-E-L-P
Right
这个就是国外的大众点评
Yep
特别是你要找吃的喝的大家一定要用 Yelp
Yep
特别是大众点评 cover 的不是很好的国外城市啊、Yelp 上面肯定都有好的那还有一个我觉得现在 Instagram especially if you are into photography、Instagram 上面的一些旅游达人就是他 你就很被 inspire 我可以到哪里然后拍出什么样漂亮的照片、
But don't go too crazy because some of these people you know they'll go on the side of the mountain
对就读过说 有些游客为了拍漂亮的 ins 照然后冒着生命危险是吧、好那最后推荐两个出行 app 一个已经说了 Uber Pretty International If you're going to the States Lyft is also useful、L-Y-F-T 然后还有一个知道你在哪儿吗要下载一个谷歌地图吧
Yeah Google Maps is a pretty useful、app or、website even if you just want to use the website
对好的那我们今天的节目就到这不知道你夏天有没有出游的计划 Do you have any vacation overseas vacation plans 大家去哪里都可以在今天的留言里面告诉我们然后也别忘了出国之前 make English part of your game plan
well said
哎，刚才的这集课程大家觉得怎么样？如果你喜欢这一课，那你会更加喜欢我们的开言七节课搞定出国英语活动，免费解锁七节出国游超级实用的精品课程。学习完课程还有非常好的奖励，有机会赢得 Kindle 以及 JBL 耳机。那这一次的活动呢，是案例还没有成为开言用户的听众们，所以大家不要错过这次的机会。那同时我们的新老用户同享的会员直降福利呢，也还在进行中。我们的活动还有三天，新用户升级一年会员可以立即得到50元的折扣，而老用户续费一年呢，则有68元的折扣。现在就关注开言英语公众号了解详情并参与活动。
OK, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye guys, happy travels.